Therefore, this version is the work of a group recent, and they tried to apply whatever Nicholson had in mind and wrote in different notes. That's the source of the differences. Satisfied?
Yes, thank you.
What are we talking about? All this about that language. What are we talking about? Do you know what are we talking about here? I believe you could be expected to know why are you sitting here listening to me. To know what we're talking about. Because we're talking about you. That's all we're talking about. A group of people will go to Rumi and will ask about the key of the treasure. We'll ask, how could we be happy? What is the source of happiness? Of course, these people, these are a group of people who have realized that satisfaction of animal need is not the source of happiness. For two reasons. First, a short memory, because whatever in animal life you call satisfaction, it will fade away and it needs to be repeated again and again. That's one. Secondly, you know any other reason for that? To make what? To make a sense of the general existence experience. Do you remember? Oh, there are cold heats. And you don't know about it. You never saw it. You never experienced it. You know why? Because it's exceptional. And you don't get the exceptions. You try to make the rules, find the rules, and use the rules. Good for you, the animal rule rules on you. Because you grow exactly like an animal. Then there is a time of change. When is that? When the exception arrives, no matter when, no matter where, something exceptional happens, and you are confused because you don't know what to do with it. And whatever you do, it gets worse. Why? Because you are not conscious of the exception. You don't pay attention to it. What is the exception to you? The exception to you is the thing that you throw away. When you buy a basket of something, you take it home, you look at it and there are one or two rotten pieces. Those are the exceptions for you. Looking for the rule. You know the rule, you ignore the exception. And that's unforgivable. Really unforgivable. Why is it so? You cannot become a Scrooge and say, those three pieces, I paid for that, I should do something about it, or something like that. Give me a very good reason that this paying attention to exception is very important to you. Let me put it this way. I claim that the exception to you, exception is more important than the rule. Why?
Maybe because by the view of the exceptions we trace the bounds of the regular.
Too much philosophy was there, I lost you. Say it again in a way that a 6-year-old boy could understand.
Knowing what the exception is, you know also what the real thing is, the regular.
In a very difficult way, yes. But do you remember my question? Let me repeat it. Listen carefully. Huh? Give me a reason that paying attention to exception should be more important than the rules to you. Because the thing you said has nothing to do with you. You said because you realize the regular thing, blah, 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 okay, you could do the same thing. What about you, mother? Or you forgot that I started this class with you and Rumi is talking about you. Anyone?
Exception is the clue to God, the acts of God, the actions of the creator.
Poor boy.
Too complicated. Exception.
The boy is confused now. Really. It's very simple. Because you are an exception to all the rules in the universe. You are exception. That's important. If by some magical power this contains what makes me happy, okay? You think it will make you happy? Not necessarily. That's the point. Exception, not the rule. Where is this exception?
In us. You mean for us individually?
Yes.
It's our soul.
It's the soul, it's the breath. That's in you. In this universe, in whatever, where is it? It's not in existence. Because existence is according to a rule, right? Do you remember the main rule of existence?
It's an imagination.
No, that's the general rule of life, animal life. The general rule of existence is a coin has two sides. This and that. That's it. Whatever exists carries the opposite, yin and yang. Okay? So it's beyond the existence. What is beyond the existence?
Non-existence.
Dreams, imagination, non-existence. These are the domain that you should discover. How? First of all, correct your attitude. Rumi knew that you have an attitude problem. How could he know? Because everybody has. Everybody has this attitude. We know it. We could analyze it and get it even in the lab. When we say everyone, suddenly you should get out of the human domain. Remember, living creatures, animals. What do they do? What is the attitude of the animal? Eat. Okay. About the eating stuff. What is the attitude of eating stuff? It's never enough. You have to look for it constantly. You remember the hunger will come back. Right? Second one. Constantly what? Fear. Yes, fear. Fear is the main engine in animal. And it does the animal good. Because if the animal will let go of his guard, it's eaten. Right? What does fear do to you?